Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The man from Shaker Heights, the man from University School, the man from Miami University, the man from the MLB Network, the NFL Network, from BattleBots, he's our buddy Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Well. How about you?
Good. Good.
All right.
Boy, what a way to hop into the postseason. Woo!
How about that? Our baseball update powered by WOW, super fast internet. Two things. A, they're in. I wouldn't say there was a ton of drama in the idea of getting in. I would say there was a ton of drama in the game. That one was fun to watch, Chris. And now that they're in, put everything in place and let's see what kind of a playoff run you might be able to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, I'm trying to juggle in my brain what matchup is best for the Indians moving forward. There's a lot of people that think that if – listen, I think the greatest odds are is that we finish seventh, right, that we're the seventh seed. I think it's going to still be tough to get to the five seed, although it's possible. I don't think that it's great that we get to the four seed and to get one of the top three seeds, most likely the three seed because of where we are as a central champ is still a long shot, although there's a chance. I think, you know, they're three back with five to play, and all they would have to do is tie the White Sox because of the better head-to-head record, but they would have to beat Minnesota because the Twins had the better head-to-head record. So I hope you're not too confused. With all that being said, I'm trying to figure out which team the Indians match up best with in the first round. Is it Tampa, Oakland, / Minnesota, Chicago? And you would think the White Sox because, you know, what are we, 6-2 against them? Although Keuchel and Giolito tend to give us problems, so those are the two you'd see in the first two games. We have not played well against the Twins, and obviously we haven't seen Oakland and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's a monster. I want very little part of them. Oakland's bullpen is ferocious. There's no Matt Chapman there to play third base, so you'd think that'd give you a better chance, but Jake Lamb's been really good replacing him. So it's going to be tough, regardless. But, hey, you're in, and that's all that matters, and we've got a really good rotation.
Last night, a jumping-off point, I was listening, and like I said to Jeff before, I was sitting in the car with the kids listening to the last inning, and I'm like, you know what, there's two outs, and it was when Lindor was up, and I'm like, playoff teams know how to win these games. They know how to find some kind of, I don't know, some kind of rally or something that's going to help them win this game. You're at home. Come on, come on, come on. And I know it might be a little mythical, but could that be a jumping-off point last night, the way they won that game, the energy, they're now in a bubble together? I mean, I could see this as a rallying point.
Yeah, I think in our little baseball world that we live in, we would like to all point to that moment and say, yes, that is it. That's the galvanizing moment. The reality is that Carlos Santana has got to go back to what he was, that Franmil Reyes has to kind of rediscover that three-week stint that he had where he was the hottest hitter in the American League, and there's got to be some production from the bottom of the lineup in order for whatever dream to become a reality in October. And that's it. Can all that happen? Sure, it can. But that's really what lies ahead. You're not going to win playoff games consistently 1-0 or 2-1. Too much has to happen. And playoff baseball is really interesting, in particular this year, because there are no days off once all these series start until you get to the World Series. So if you're fortunate enough to get through the three-game series and you get to the five-day divisional round, there are no days off. So unlike previous years where you go two games one place, you have a travel day. You go two games another place, you have a travel day, and you play that fifth game. So it's basically over a week span. Here it's a five-day sprint in the American League. Starts on Monday, ends on Friday. And actually that could be really beneficial to the Indians. It's just that, are we going to hit enough in that best of three round to give our arms a chance to get us home?
Chris, I think that every day aspect of this is something that would benefit the Indians more than most teams.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
I do. I do, because of the pitching depth, obviously.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that if it had been a regular playoff year with all those travel days, wouldn't have to rely certainly on a fifth starter and probably even a fourth starter at times. Now there's going to be some teams scrambling in the playoffs that are going to be like, gosh, we have to throw this guy. We don't have a choice. And they're not going to feel good about it. The Indians, you know what you get out of Aaron Civale. You know, I mean, it's basically six innings, three runs allowed, and keeping you in a game. Tristan McKenzie could be a real interesting wild card out of the bullpen. That's an arm that a lot of teams wouldn't want to face as long as he can, kind of rediscover his velocity. A 1-2-3 of Bieber, Carrasco, and Plesac in whatever order you end up putting them in after Bieber is really good. So, but it's going to really come down to some guys who haven't done it on a consistent basis in 2020 getting hot at the right time.
Chris, let's flip over to the Browns real quick. We had a conversation because Peter King kind of put this in his column this week too about the Cincinnati win. It's like they won. They were good. The offense looked good. Yeah, but it was Cincinnati. I really don't want to live that way because I think it's tough to win in the NFL as we've seen over the last couple of years. The defense is really bothering me. Can you use that Cincinnati game as a measuring stick moving forward to try to figure out what this team's going to look like down the road?
Well, yeah, but it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because last time I checked.
Tell Peter. Peter brought it up.
Well, I love Peter, but it's ridiculous. You can't do yeah, but, because everybody has a yeah, but on their schedule. I mean, that's absolutely asinine that you would bring that up. I mean, we're scheduled to play the Bengals twice a year.
Right.
Going way back.
For a very long time. They didn't just pop on our schedule like last Tuesday. We're like, oh, my God, we get to play the Bengals on Thursday? This is amazing. Like, no. By the way, who beat the Bengals the previous week? The Chargers, right?
Right.
What did the Chargers do this week with a rookie quarterback who found out after the coin toss that he was playing his first NFL game?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, he played well enough to beat the Super Bowl champ. So don't give me this yeah, but stuff. I mean, that's ridiculous. We know what the Browns did well. We know what the Browns did not do well. Now, and people, listen, if the Browns are expected to win this weekend and get to 2-1, I think it's the last time we did that was like 2011, maybe 2009, one of those years. It's been a while. And people will say, yeah, but. Okay, fine. Keep saying it, but the schedule doesn't change. Like, yeah, but the Steelers also played the Broncos last week, and they played the Jets. Is anybody saying, yeah, but, or they played the Giants. Is anybody saying, yeah, but with them?
No.
No, everybody's saying, hey, Roethlisberger's back.
Right. Like, it's a stupid way to live in the NFL, because in your division – you play the same schedule all but two games. All but two games. So it's ridiculous. Stupid. Move on.
I'll move on to this. Andy and I were talking about this earlier. We heard from Baker Mayfield. And I threw out this comparison. Nothing to do with style of quarterback or body style or anything like that. I said I hope that Baker Mayfield can become our Troy Aikman, a guy who's was a really good quarterback who, Chris, I don't think gets the credit that he probably deserves for being a really good quarterback, because he was on a very talented team and he did a great job of leading that team, of managing that game for the Dallas Cowboys. And that's managing is not a bad, it's not a bad word for quarterback play. But we have so much talent on this offense. If you could put a guy who did for Dallas what Troy Aikman did for the, and he could do that for the Browns, I think that'd be a perfect situation. Can Baker be that kind of a guy, and do you like that comparison a little bit?
No, I don't.
Why not?
And here's why. I think Troy Aikman's one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the history of the game. It was
That's what I said, though.
No, I know. But I don't think it's – here's why I want to tell you. I don't think it's a great comparison yet.
All right.
If you listen to Aikman and Buck do the game, and Joe Burrow threw the ball more than 60 times, Troy chuckled, and he's like, that was three or four games for me. And he laughed because, A, he was being truthful. If you go back and you look at his stats, you're going to go, well, what made him so great?
Yeah, they're
underwhelming. You had to watch Troy Aikman in order to truly appreciate how unbelievable he was. There were, I would say, less than three or four passers that I've seen in the 40-plus years I've been watching the NFL that were more accurate than Troy Aikman. I mean, he would put it right on guys' fingertips and was unbelievable. Now, yes, did they have a dominant offensive line? Did they have Emmitt Smith? Did they have Michael Irvin? Did they have Jay Novacek? Yes, 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 yes. But Troy Aikman was the guy that made that team go. His ability to put the ball wherever he wanted at any time was unreal. And that Baker's not there. Baker's not there. And I think it's a disservice, actually, to Aikman to call him a game manager. I don't see them right now. Can Baker get there? I mean, his accuracy is what won people over, along with his competitive spirit and leadership and all that other stuff. But you always heard about his accuracy. And he was great the last game. With the exception of the one interception, I thought he threw the ball beautifully, really well.
But see, Chris, that's what I'm hoping that he can become, because Troy took advantage of all the weapons that he had. And as you just said, it hurt his own stats. But that's what I think this team could really use at quarterback, if you can get to that level.
Yeah, but, you know, with Aikman, they also didn't have to worry after the first probably year and a half about the turnover bug the way the Browns do right now with Baker. You know, since the beginning of last year, only one guy's turned it over more. And that's a guy standing on the Saints sideline right now, Jameis Winston. So, you know, I mean, he played great, but there's got to be those turnover-free games, because there's going to be games against really good teams that we're going to be competing with for the AFC playoffs that Baker's going to have to play great, not just well enough. And when I mean great, I'm talking about turnover-free football, making the right decisions, and all that stuff. And he knows that, too. That's not a shot at him. That's a fact.
Chris, thank you, bud.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys.
Get back to your Southern California things and enjoy your day.
I hope the Browns are apologizing for having Washington on their schedule this week. That's just so nasty of the Browns.
But you're playing a team without a nickname.
Horrible.
Horrible. Thank you, Chris.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.